Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, you guys? It's G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I just want to wish you guys a Happy New Year. Hope you guys have had a Happy New Year so far. What's going on, Tarlin? Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. This is the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. What's going on, Savion? We talk about a lot of different things on this show. We do this from 9 to 10 every Tuesday. And tonight, what God put in my heart is to talk about this whole thing about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions. And something he really put in my heart, and I just want to talk with that to you guys about that in a few seconds. I'm just waiting for everything to build up. But I hope you guys have had a good New Year so far. How did you bring in the new year? How did you bring your new year in? And then we're going to get started with the message in a minute. But I hope you guys are encouraged. I know it's cold outside and it's really, 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 really crazy out there. It's really, 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 really cold. But I hope you guys are encouraged today and know that God loves you. And so do I. This is our first show of the year. Tell you a little bit what God told me to put on my heart. Today's title of today's discussion is really this: to do or not to do. That is the question. To do or not to do. That is the question. I know it's own spinoff of the whole thing, to be or not to be. But one of the things that God put on my heart today that I'm going to share with you guys is basically this. What's going on, Joe? Hope everything's going well. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What's going on, Anderson? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What's going on, Vanessa? Hope everything's going well with you guys. Hope you guys are having a great year. This is the first show of the year for the Heart Love Radio Show. What's going on, Mom? Thank you for coming through. What's going on, Tim? You guys can stay through. We do this from 9 to 10 every Tuesday night. But tonight's discussion we're going to talk about, again, is to do or not to do. That is the question. And what happened, basically, what's going on, Bishop Randy Parker? What's going on, Karen? What's going on? Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year. Just waiting for a few more people to come on and get started with what God has placed in my heart to talk about tonight. But one thing I want to say is this. One thing I can say is that everything's getting. It's been a pretty good New Year. We're still here. I'm believing God to do a lot of things this year. And in that vein, in that thought, I was basically thinking about New Year's resolutions. Now, I was talking about this earlier in the year. We talked about different things that we were believing God to do. And, and it's amazing. I saw God do a lot of things last year. And some of the biggest things that I wanted to happen last year did happen. And, but it took it was a slow progress and slow process. And some things didn't get a chance to, I didn't see happen. And, and I was thinking about New Year's resolutions, and you know what God placed in my heart? He said, how can you talk about New Year's resolutions when there's some other things in that list that I had not done? There's some things on that list My New Year's resolution is that I did not actually finish. So, I know you might be saying, what does that have to do with anything? You know, a lot of people begin a lot of things with the mindset, you know, this is New Year, New Year, New Year, New Year. And then we go and say, Lord, what do we want from you to do? What do we want you to do in our lives? What's going on, Lynn? Ethelyn, we got Ethelyn in the house. And we say, Lord, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? But there are some things he's told us to do that we have not done yet. So God put on my heart this thing. Why are you talking about New Year's resolutions when there are some, the first things that, there's some things that have not been even resolved yet. You know, praying, God, this is new year. Lord, do this thing in my life. This is my prayer. And some of those things are continuations from last year. We say, Lord, what do you want us to do? And God tells us and lays it on our heart, and or he opens that door for us. And then we find ourselves in that same spot like we were in last year, but we didn't finish it or we didn't do it because we were afraid. So question is, why should we ask for New Year's resolutions when there's some things that we have not done? Some of us haven't done the first things that God has told us, had told us to do. What's going on, Gregory? What's going on, Demetrius? This is the Heart Love Radio Show, and I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me today. We do this from 9 to 10 every Tuesday night. So that's what God placed in my heart to talk about tonight. And the scripture comes from that I'm going to share and talk about tonight. It's coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 10. It talks about asking, seeking, and knocking. You know, verse 7 says this. It says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? What God put on my heart is this. Sometimes, first of all, I want to say thank you, Mom, and thank you, Greg, for staying with me tonight. What's going on, Trevor? Is that sometimes I feel like we have to go back to the beginning. Go back to the things that God had placed on our hearts to do before that we have not done. What's going on, George? Why? Because, again, we talk about this New Year's resolutions. Going to the gym. This week, I'll see more people come to the gym who haven't been coming to the gym in a long, long time, because the New Year's resolution is to lose weight. There are people who want to start many things, but they're not going to finish it through. They're not going to seek it through. They're not going to follow the whole thing through because they created New Year's resolutions, but they really haven't put any action behind it. And here we are in the new year. And some of us are saying, okay, God, I'm believing you for this. And Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do in my life? And there's a list from 2017 with some things that we had not done, some things we had not completed, some things that God has placed on our hearts for us to do, and we still have not done those things. But yet we say New Year's resolution. But there's some things from 2017, not as far as carrying it over into 2018, but there's some things we have not done. So God placed on my heart, why are you going to ask for New Year's resolutions when there's some things from 2017 that are unresolved? There's some things you have not completed. There's some things I've told you to do you have not done. How about focus on that instead of creating a New Year's resolution? How about that? What's going on, Raul? What's going on, James? It's good to see you guys coming on. Happy New Year. Hey, Gregory. Happy New Year. And so that's what God placed in my heart to talk about. So first point, go back to the beginning. You know, during 2017, I was doing a lot of praying and seeking. I was going through a whole bunch. You know, I was dealing with a whole bunch, but doing this new path, everything has become new and how I was getting used to that. I didn't like change and things like that. But I've grown to realize that, you know, things are not going to stay the same. And the older you become, you're going to see things change. And what happened for me, it was just that 2017 was just a different type of year for me. I don't know how to put it into better words than that. It was a different type of year. But God is good. What's going on, Sheree? What's going on, Roosevelt? And what God placed in my heart today was this. Sometimes we have to go back to the beginning. What's up, Trina? What's up, Mark? We've got to go to the beginning. What did God tell us to do? You know, some of us, we like to make to-do lists, right? We like to make to-do lists of things that we want to do and what we're believing God's going to do for us in this, in our lives, and what we're going to do for Him and what we're going to do in pressing forth and to trying to fulfill our purpose in the earth. What's going on, Trina? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And, you know, and what, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. Something, I did accomplish a lot of things. God did allow me to accomplish some big, major things in 2017. But there's some ideas and some things that He wanted me to step out on that I didn't quite do, you know, because my focus, I got off focus just a little bit. Hey, Sheree, how you doing? And so the thing about this thing is that I found myself getting ready to think about New Year's resolutions. I'm like, man, I didn't even do any New Year's resolutions really this year. And I just started thinking about New Year's resolutions. What's going on, Keith? What's going on, Jimmy? And again, what's up, Alta Voice? What's going on? This is the Heart of Love Radio Show. I do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And tonight we talk, the question is to do or not to do. That is the question. And one of the things that God was telling me was this. Go back to the beginning. Look in your journal. Look at those things that God had laid on your heart. You know, perhaps God was speaking to you about some ideas and some endeavors for you to do, and you hadn't done it yet. You know, ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. What did God tell you to initially do? Hey, Happy New Year, Keith. Happy New Year. What's going on, Noel? What did God tell you to initially do? You know, and sometimes in our lives, we have selective amnesia. We have a selective amnesia where we remember some things that God's told us to do, and then there's some things we say, no, I don't really want to do that. Lord, why are you telling me to do that when I really want to go over here and I want to do this? Y'all know what I'm saying? What's going on, Greg? What's going on, boys? Happy New Year. And we have that selective amnesia. You know, do some things partially, we do it, and then we stop. And then we do some things, and then we stop. And then at the end of it, we're saying, Lord, I don't seem to be going, moving any forward. I'm not seeing, appearing to move forward in what I feel like is my destiny. Because some of us haven't done those things that God has told us to do. And then we're saying, Lord, you dropped the ball. No, He didn't drop the ball. We dropped the ball. We didn't want to put any action behind it. And sometimes life happens and we forgot. We lost focus on the things that God was telling us to do. So instead of doing the New Year's resolution for this year, finish those things that God has placed on your heart that you had not done in 2017. How about that? What do y'all think about that? Is that, Alta B said, yup. And this is a interactive thing, guys. You know, you guys can type what you guys are feeling. I'll read it out, and we'll talk about it. You know, that's how we do it. What's up, Trina? What's going on? I got my big brother Kenneth in the house. Got Noel, got Keith, Sheree, Mark Harris. What's going on? My girl Alta V's from New York. We have some great, great stories. I'm not saying any of those stories on here, Alta V's. But how many things did you complete last year that God had placed in your heart to do? One of the major things for me was God allowed me to break that 300-pound barrier. I could not lose the 300 pounds, you guys. I gained 100 pounds or so, and I could not lose it. I could not lose it. That was one of the biggest things that happened for me in 2017. But there's some other things that God placed in my heart to step out and do. And I was like, I'm not sure. So then I'm not going to even talk about New Year's resolutions this year. I'm just going to go back. I know, right? I'm just going to go back and do those things he's told me to do. Altavoice said this, great advice. Mark Harris says, totally agree. You know what I'm talking about. Trina says, preach. Kent says, can't hear you. Stay blessed. LOL. Altavoice, you can't hear me? Turn your things up. You guys hear me where you guys are? Can you guys hear me where you guys are? Altavoice says, that's what's up, bro. So I hope I can fix it, Kenneth. God bless you. And it took 5 years. 5 years to break that 3-pound mark, you guys. And but it took a while. You can hear me. Thank you, Greg. Altavoice said, that's what's up. But you know, there's some things that I was supposed to have done that I did not do because God was still working those things out in me. And life was happening. I was getting accustomed, getting used to new. Everything was new. Not the type of person, guys, who did not like change. And it's like everything was new. Everything has become new. I'm walking in this new direction. You hear me, Altavoice? Thank you. And I was walking in this new direction. It's like, Lord, how am I going to get from point A to point B? Every day is like, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one of the things, I'm focusing on what God's telling me to do, and I'm stepping out into doing some of those things that he's called me to do. But these are some of the questions that God had asked me. What did God initially tell me to do? How many things did I complete last season? And then also, make sure you go back to those things. Reread some of those things that God had placed on your heart. That's what I've had to do. That's what I'm in the process of doing myself. What are some of the things that I did not do? The weight thing, that was a big, huge thing. Things with my finances and new field, you know, new occupation, ministry, different things. All those things, like, God's like ready to take us to the next level. He's ready to take us to the next level. But we've got to be willing to do those things when he does bring us to that next level. What's up, Circle? Mark says this, wow, physical, health, spiritual, soundness of mind is crucial. I'm dealing with a weight issue that impairs the ministry I need to go forth in. Losing weight and drawing close to God is priority for me. I'm reading the rest of this, okay? Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Mark. Thank you for sharing that, Mark. I understand exactly what you're saying, because I was there. It's like, how am I going to be able to go and minister? And I was over 300 pounds. You know, how am I going to do that? And drawing close to God, yeah. You know, for me, is getting back to that place where I was just hear what God would tell me to do, and I would just do it. Even if it seemed crazy, y'all, I've seen God really, really do some miracles in my life, especially when I was younger. And I stopped doing that. I stopped just listening and walking, just stepping out on total faith and believing God for big, huge things. You know, I've seen God move in my life, and definitely when I lived in Atlanta and in Georgia. Period. Different parts of Georgia. I've seen God move when I was younger. You know, and I stopped just stepping out in faith for the big, big, huge things, you know, and I'm with that, drawing close to God, and it's a priority for me too, Mark. And the thing about it is this, I have not arrived yet at my major goal. I still have to keep on doing it. I have 78 more pounds, and then I'll be the place where I feel like that'll be best for me. What's going on, Cynthia? Keith says this, there is always the next day, month, or year to get it done right. God is a God of chances. If you have breath in your body, you can get it right. Thank you, Keith. You know, Keith, I was telling someone that early today. If you have breath in your body, you can get it right. Amen. You know, and you know, the thing about it, you guys, is this. You know, when it's the beginning of the new year, we like to say all those, you know, verses like, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And God's like, there's some things I've told you to do that you have not done yet. So while you were asking for new things, how about doing those things he's already told us to do that we haven't done? What's going on, Pastor Katina, my big sister? Atavi says this, God has been telling me to lead an Underground Railroad tour here in New York City. I got it drafted and marketed in 2018. Pray for opening doors. Praise God, I'm praying for you. And copyright that thing right now, Atavi, because you put it in the universe, okay? But I'm praying, believe God for those big things that you're doing, Atavi, and the things that God wants to do in your life. Believe him and go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. You've already spoken it. Go ahead and draft it and go ahead and market it and do it the way that God leads you to do it. Go ahead and do it. So go ahead and do it. Make those small steps. Make those small steps. What's going on? I have KP in the house. Kevin Pittman, what's going on, man? What's going on, bro? And tonight we're talking about to do or not to do. That is the question. And because we have to choose. We have the choice. We're going to either do that thing or we're not going to do it. Or we're going to keep on asking God for new things and expecting a breakthrough and not get a breakthrough because we haven't done some of the first things that God has told us to do. This is my brother, GB. G. Brown. Gregory says this. I've decided no more resolutions for me. I've decided on counseling. In all my ways, I'll acknowledge him and he'll direct my path, for I can do all things in Christ Jesus. He's caused me to succeed every time I've acknowledged him. You know what? Congratulations, Gregory. Congratulations. I'm so excited for what God is going to do in your life and for what he's already doing. And like you said, in all my ways, I'll acknowledge him and he'll direct my path. For I can do all things in Christ Jesus. Yes, yes. And there's success every time when you do that. When you do that, you know, praise God. Thank you for sharing, Gregory. I'm excited for you. What's going on, Angela? You know, but just think about that, guys. Like that whole thing about resolutions. I was like, Lord, I preached about resolutions last year. Have you done it? Have you done it? Why'd you got to do it? And then here we are in 2018. I didn't feel that, like I said, led to talk about New Year's resolutions. He's like, no more. Basically, like you're saying, no more. He's like, Gregory, no more resolutions. Go back to that list. Whatever that list that God has placed on your heart, on your hearts, you guys, those things that you've never spoken to anyone about that you said that God had placed in your spirit, you said, no, I can't believe that. God, you're not saying, telling me to do that. Believe him and believe that he will make that way possible for you. You know, and sometimes you have to go back to beginning and there begin again. You know, and when it came to that scripture tonight, I read to you guys Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 10. Asking it will be given to you, seeking you will find, knocking the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Like, this is a scripture that a lot of people like to pray and talk about in the beginning of the new year. Gregory said, yes. You know, but, you know, when we ask, it says ask and it will be given you. Sometimes we haven't received some things because we haven't asked for it. And we're saying, God, you know, you already know, but you never asked. You never asked. For those who are parents, I've heard parents say, you know, I was just waiting for you to ask me for that. I wanted to give it to you, but I just wanted to see if you're going to ask me for it. So some of us don't ask the Lord for it. But the scripture says, ask and it will be given to you. Then seek and you will find. You know, have you ever lost something that you really, really loved and you could not find it? What's going on, Pastor Aaron? My little brother, Pastor Aaron, is in the house. Seek and you'll find, and you kind of seek some of it. Sometimes then you find that thing, and you how excited you are. Knock, and the door will be open to you. We, you know, the point I'm saying with this scripture, this part, how does that tie in to do or not to do? That is the question. Because we go through these things, we recite these scriptures, we say we believe God, and then the opportunity is right there, and we don't follow it through. We don't follow through. We don't do the action part. You know, to do or not to do. My question for you is, what did you ask God for? What did you ask God to do in your life? What have you asked God? What did you ask him for in 2017? What things were you praying about? What situation did you want to see change? What did you want him to do or to move in your life? And then the question is, did God move in your life in that way? And if so, how did you react? You know, this is a different type of message tonight. It's one I feel like is more so reflective. You know, do a self-reflection. Sometimes we have to do that self-reflection. What did you ask God for? You know, I asked God for new things, right? Even though I was a little nervous about new things and new experiences, it's like everything became new. Friendships changed, relationships changed. Everything became so new. I had asked, but it wasn't given in the way that I thought it was going to be given to me. Did I seek and find? I seeked a little bit, but I did get a little tired. Some things I did follow all the way through and I'm still doing it. Knock. I might have knocked once and then said, okay, let me focus on something else. Are you guys hearing what I'm saying? Do you guys know what I'm saying? You understand? He says this again, you guys. Small steps towards our goals. Make those steps steady and consistent, and you will be sure to reach them only if you keep the faith and perseverance through. Perseverance though. Okay. My favorite scripture, you recite Matthew 7:7-8. Thanks, Keith. Again, Keith says this, small steps towards our goals, make those steps steady and consistent, and you'll be sure to reach them only if you keep the faith and perseverance, though. Yeah, I love that scripture, too, Keith. Thank you for sharing that, Keith. Yeah, those small steps are important. Those small steps are important. You know, sometimes we go through our lives and we forget to see, yeah, I did pray that God would do X, Y, and Z in my life. Okay, he has been doing it. But what happens when it happens, when it comes to you? And it doesn't come in the way you think that's going to come. But it still comes. You know, Mark Harris says this, amen, the Lord delights in our request of him to do great things for us. Amen. Thank you, Mark. You know, sometimes God is just waiting to see if we're going to ask him. If we're going to ask him. What's up, Paula? You know, and in my life, you guys, this past year, I've seen God put me in a new profession, open that door. I'm learning lots of things, but I know it's still that one step. But then let's say the ministry part. There are some things that God has placed in my heart to go ahead and do, and I said, I'm believing God to do this. And then there's some things that I was like, okay, it's the new year. And then God's like, no, you haven't even done that other stuff I told you to do. So we take those small steps, and sometimes we don't continue to take those small steps. We say it's a new year, it's a new dawn, it's a new thing, and God's saying, no, it's the same thing I told you that you have not done yet. So some of us are expecting things from God when he's already given it to us. We've already asked, he's given it to us. We sought him, we sought God, we sought God, we sought the things that we're believing him for. And sometimes we've given up before we've continued to keep on seeking, because the scripture says you will find. And then we knock, but sometimes we don't keep on knocking. We don't stay long enough for that door to see that door open for us. You know, and to do or not to do, that is the question. When we pray and God answers our prayers in ways that we don't expect, we still have to be, sensitive to hear what God is saying. like, Lord, why is this happening in my life? Why are things happening in this way? Why I'm saying that? Because sometimes we forget. I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of this story. I had prayed some things. It was like maybe a couple years ago, I prayed some things. And I prayed that God would move in my life in a certain way. And I didn't want this. I didn't want that. And when the situation changed on me, guys, it was like a 180. Things just changed. And I went through what could have been one of the worst times in my entire life. One of the worst times. And if you've been following along with me, then you already noticed a little bit that I've already shared. Go back and look at some of the blogs. But it was amazing how at the end of it, God was like, I answered your prayer. I answered your prayer. You said X, Y, and Z. And he went down the list. And it's like, wow. And it did happen. Now I'm trying to stay, make sure I stay focused. But I'm just saying that sometimes we might feel like God is not moving when he's actually moving in our lives. What's going on, James? When he's actually moving in our lives. You know, what happens when we pray and God opens those doors and it's right there, you know, with the things that you've asked for to go to the next level, it's like everything is like right there in front of us. And one thing we have to do is to put some action behind what we're saying we're believing God for. And sometimes in our lives, I mean, what do you guys think about this? The whole thing about putting your words into action. You know, we can say we are believing God for this and for that. But sometimes it comes down to just really walking in faith, putting that faith into action, putting those words into action, putting the faith into action. Sometimes I've heard this one preacher say, moving away, walking off of Doubt Street and moving on to Faith Street. You know, we have to put some action behind it. What's going on, Janice? So what do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about that? What's going on, Trina? What's going on, Cynthia? What do you guys think about that? Those who are still here. Hey, Keith. What do you guys think about that? Because this is interactive. I don't want you to just sit here and just look. I want you guys to participate too. But if you're getting something out of this, then please stay. Please share this on your pages too, to do or not to do. Reason why I say is, you know, no more New Year's resolutions. We've already said that, right, Gregory? No more New Year's resolutions. Go ahead and do the things that God has called you to do. You know, go back to the beginning. Ask yourself if you completed those things that God has placed on your heart to complete. Then think about those things you asked for. What did you ask for? Did God move? Did you see God move? If so, how did you react? Then put your words to action. You know, James 2, chapter 2, verse 26 says this. For as the body without the spirit is dead, So faith without works is dead also. What's going on, Drew? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You can't say you have faith and you're not putting any action behind it. Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Keith says this, faith without works is dead. Must act on whatever God has called you to do. Whatever God has placed in your heart to do, go ahead and do it. Take that step. Like Keith was saying, take those small steps. Put your words into action. You know, part of that thing I think that sometimes we deal with is laziness. Part of the thing that we deal with sometimes I feel like is laziness. We're lazy. We don't want to put some sweat into it. It's like this, guys. When I was over 300 pounds, I knew what I had to do. It was just a matter of just doing it. You know, I knew I needed to go to the gym. I knew I needed to stop doing some things, you know. But, you know, it wasn't going to happen until I put some action behind it. Mark says this, blessing, the word is sound. Just do the things God has already told us to do. Good, sound, practical, spiritual wisdom, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate you so much. Yeah. You know, and so that whole thing about doing New Year's resolutions, out the door. But it's amazing how sometimes, you know, I guess that's what I needed last year to help me get jump started. But sometimes those things carry on. We say it's a new year, but sometimes there's some things, there's some lists, there's some things that God wants to do in our lives, but he can't do those things because we haven't done our part in stepping out there. You know, it's like, now I get sayings mixed up, so I'm not going to try something like the horse before the carriage or something like that. It's like we're expecting God to get us to point C, but he's given us A and B. We've done maybe part of A, but we haven't even done B, but we're expecting God to do C. No, we've got to do our part, and God will do his part. You know, why do I say this? I believe that we're in a season where God really wants to work through us. He wants to work through us, out bring our talents, use our gifts for his glory. This, you know, ideas, giving people, young people dreams, visions. He wants these things. We just have to be willing to do our part. GB says this, Gregory says this. Sometimes we ask God and then the process begins. And most of the time we don't like the process God takes us through and the refining God he does as he prepares us for the blessed outcome. I'm going to read that one again, GB. Sometimes we ask God, and then the process begins. And most of the time, we don't like the process God takes us through and the refining God does as he prepares us for the blessed outcome. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Gregory. You know, that is true. That process begins. Now, I remember this. Someone gave this to me, right, this analogy. God prepares, you know, he gives us this table. He gives us this plate. And in our in each season, you know, this he dishes out and gives us some things on our plate to eat. And we say, God, I don't want to eat that. I don't like that. That's a little uncomfortable for me. What's going on, Eric? I don't like how that feels. You know, but it's still something that we've asked for. My mom says, amen. It's still something that we've asked God to do. It's still something that we've prayed about, but it's not happening the way we thought it would happen. Lord, why does it have to be this way? It feels so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. And one of the things to say is that we used to say last year, some of my friends, you say, I got this from my friend Dr. Nicole, learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Some things, situations aren't going to change. We have to deal with it, and we have to grow through it and grow with it. And God used those things to, as you said, Gregory, to refine us as he prepares us for the blessed outcome. Sometimes there are things on our plate and we're like, Lord, why? Why? Is this part of the whole process? And then, so with that in mind, what Gregory is just saying, we got to stay true to the process. That God's taking us through. We have to stay true to the process that God wants to bring us through. But I want you to know that sometimes I feel like I was in a frying pan. I feel like, Lord, if something else happens, I'm going to yell, I'm going to scream, something, because this thing feels so uncomfortable. You know, but when you come through it, when you come on the other side of it, it's like, okay, I got to understand a little bit. I got to understand a little bit. Gregory says this, we need to be able to stand the blessing. That's a good one, Greg. Hey, Carolyn. He knows he can't give it to us as we are because it could harm us in our present state. So he has to grow us to walk in those shoes. Wow. That's profound. I'm going to read that again. Gregory says this, we need to be able to stand the blessing. He knows he can't give it to us as we are because it could harm us in our present state. So he has to grow us to walk in those shoes. Yeah, that growing process, that's so profound, Gregory. How many of you guys agree with that? We need to be able to stand a blessing. Mm. You know, I can't say that where I'm at right now. What's going on, Pastor Kenneth? Where I'm at right now. Hey. Yeah. Where I am right now. He said, my friend talk. Where I am right now, I couldn't have handled where I am right now if I hadn't gone through one of the worst periods in my entire life. It was one of the worst periods of my entire life, y'all. But what Gregory is saying right here, he knows, talking about God, he can't give it to us as we are because it could harm us in our present state. To grow us up to walk in those shoes. That's so profound, Gregory. GB, that's so profound. I was going to tell you, you know, you survived and you look happier, bro. Thank you, Kenneth. Thank you. Let me tell you this. I am so much happier than I was. And Kenneth, you saw me during that time. I was probably like over 50 pounds bigger than this. And I was not happy. That light was not in my eyes. But I understand that if I wouldn't have gone through that, I would not be where I'm at today. And but then even yet, God wants to even move us beyond where we are, beyond the state where we are, to do or not to do, you know? To do or not to do, that is the question. Either we're going to do those things that God has called us to do, or we're not going to do it. But if we're going to ask, if we're going to seek, and we're going to knock, and God opens that pathway for us, we've got to be willing to walk through that thing. And, you know, and Kenneth, we were talking about this. You remember we were talking about ministry and stepping out in faith. We were talking about all those things a year ago. Yeah, Kenneth says this. Yeah, I was there, but it was teachable moments to keep you for a time such as this. Amen. Yeah, Kenneth was there and he was quiet, y'all. He was quiet. He wasn't saying much, but I knew that he was praying for me. Thank you. Yeah. My mom says this, he blesses us a little at a time because he knows how much we can bear. Small steps to greater heights. All right, mom. All right. Yeah. He knows how much we can bear. And, you know, you guys, listen, it's like this. We're talking about today, originally, Pastor Kenneth, we're talking about the whole thing as far as doing away with New Year's resolutions, because God placed in my heart to say, hey, there's some things you have not done yet. There's some things you have done. But there's some things that God had placed on my heart to do that I hadn't done. So God had placed on my heart and was like, look, no more New Year's resolutions. Do those things that I've called you to do. And that's what God wanted to share with everyone tonight and encourage you guys so we can be encouraged. Let's just go ahead and do those things he calls us to do. You know, what's going on with you, Ms. Cynthia? How are you feeling over there? Hey, James. But, you know, one of the biggest things, like putting your words to action, not being afraid of change. That was one of the biggest things that I've had to come used to. Change. Life is going to change now. Now, mind you, I know you might be saying, man, you're in your 40s. What are you talking about? Change. You know, I like certain things where I like them. And I wasn't open to change. But how many of you know that sometimes God's going to take us out of our comfort zone? Things are going to change. And some of the things he wants us to do and some of the ways he might have us to get to those places are going to require change to do or not to do. So this year, don't think about New Year's resolutions. Think more so, have I done those things that God placed in my heart to do? Some of you guys have some business ventures, some business, some thoughts, some goals, some things you would like to achieve. and you haven't done the part of writing those goals down. You haven't done your research. You know, do those things that God's called you to do. What's going on, Kelly? Do those things that God's called you to do. You know, and when God opens up that door, hey, April, Happy New Year. When God opens that door, be willing to walk through that door. Be willing to do your part. And, you know, it's like, have you ever had that idea and you thought, this idea is bigger than I am? It's too big. That's right. That should be something for you to even more so trust God and put your trust in Him to bring that thing to pass. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to step out. If you ask, you seek, and you knock, and God opens up those doors, then it's on you, on your part, for you to do those things that you feel like God wants you to do. Go ahead and do it. To do or not to do. So the opportunity is there for us to grow. The opportunity is there for us to do those things we feel like we've been called to do. But are we willing to put in the effort? Are we willing to work at it? And when it seems difficult, do we just give up? Do we give up? Or do we stay persistent? How many of you guys are willing to be persistent about the things that you feel like God has called you to do in this season? Some things that you placed on your heart last year that you have not done, go back to that place, reread those things, and then put those things to action. Go ahead and start. Don't talk about New Year's resolutions. What things haven't you done yet that you already know you're supposed to do? Do those things. See God move in your life. You understand what I'm saying? How you feeling today? How you guys feeling about what we're talking about today? Mark, Trina, well, how you guys feeling about this? How is this? Is this word encouraging you guys tonight? You know, is it encouraging you? What's going on, Leslie? I know for myself, it's encouraging me. And I'm giving you, that's why I feel like God put in my heart for me to share, which is, of course, what He's given to me first for myself. But I'm also sharing it with you guys. Going back to the beginning. Just reflect on this past year. I know we've started a new year and we've gone through the Christmas season and everything, but reflect on those things that God had placed in your heart last year. Have you had success? Have you seen God move? What have you done on your end? And then whatever it is, put those things, put your words into action. Whatever God's open, what doors He's open for you, walk through those doors. If you're going to believe Him, believe in 100%. Put the action behind your words. And that's what He wants us to do. And if you fall, get back up. Don't just stop, you know? Don't just stop. And I know this is the new year. We like to say new. Yes, this is a new year. New slate. Each day you get up, it's a new slate. Think of it like that. But go ahead and do those things that God's called you to do. To do or not to do. Are you going to strive for it? Or are you going to settle? Are you going to at least see if it can happen? Or what? What are you going to do? And see, the thing about this, sometimes we have to remember that those things we pray about, when God begins to work and it happens and it comes in a different way, it comes in a different package, we have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to stay committed to this. This is what you call me to do. This is what I want to do. Is this making any sense to you guys? I know you guys kind of quiet tonight. You guys kind of quiet. But your mom got Trina, Gregory, Cynthia, James, Mark. Mark says, I got to run, but I will tune in next Tuesday, 9 p.m. I thank God for this 45 minutes. It was meant for me to be here. I am encouraged. Praise God. Thank you, Mark, for coming through. And thank you for sharing. You share some great insight as well. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a good week, and I'll see you next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. You know, but I hope you guys are encouraged as well. So my question for you today, guys, is this. How you start things, how you end things, and how you start things are so important. I know it's a new year. You know, I can think about New Year's resolutions. How serious are you about doing those things you feel like God has called you to do? And if you say, I don't know what God's called me to do, I just want to encourage you, you know, to pray. Ask God to open up those doors to show you which direction you need to go in with your life. And just be honest and be willing. And then when God begins to move and things begin to happen, don't forget the prayers you prayed. You know, and if you don't know where you put those ideas, get a journal. Get a journal, write. Write the things that God places on your heart to do. And journal as much as you can. You know, my mom says this, I'm always encouraged listening and watching God move in your life. You could have given up, but you kept going, and I was impressed standing in the gap just in case. Praise God. Thank you. Listen, y'all. She stood in the gap. She stood in the gap. And thank you so much, Mom. Thank you for encouraging me. And my mom held me accountable, y'all. She held me accountable, and she keeps it real. So I thank you, and I love you, and I'm blessed to have had a mom like you and to have a mother like you. God brought you in right at the right time. So I appreciate you, Mom. It's an inside thing, y'all. Thank you so much. Cynthia says this, I am good. I never make New Year's resolutions. They only last a moment. So I am working on spreading God's word more. I know God is moving me to share his joy and love. Blessings. Bless you too. Bless you too, Miss Cynthia. Love you. I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you so much. Yeah. What's going on, Demetrius? What's going on, bro? And yeah, I'm not going to even do New Year's resolutions anymore. I think God already put that in my heart. I'm going to do like Gregory said and shared. You know, there's some things that, like I said, God had already said that I have not done yet. Focus on that, you know. And when those new things come, when it's time for new things to be put on the plate, it will happen. What's good, bro? Man, everything is good, Demetrius. During the show, we're talking about to do or not to do. That is the question. As far as doing the things that God has called us and has placed in our hearts to do. And if we're going to do that thing, those things, then go ahead and do those things. And why come up with New Year's resolutions? Do those things that God has told us to do. And some of those things we haven't done. Finish that first. What's going on, Moises? What's going on, Moises? Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you too, Demetrius. And you guys listening, Happy New Year to you guys. You know, the biggest thing, that's what God placed in my heart, really, to talk about. Either we're going to do those things that he's called us to do, or either we're not going to do those things. But why come up with New Year's resolutions when we haven't finished what some of the other things he's placed on our hearts to do in 2017? Do those things, and when we've done those things, he'll give us new things, new goals, next levels. But the point is that we wonder why things aren't moving in our lives as quickly as we think they should. And sometimes it's because we have not followed through with some of those things he's called us to do. Some of those business ventures, some of those ideas, we haven't put them into place. We said, Lord, I can't do that. That's too big. No, that's believe God. Believe God. And allow God to move and work through you and through your faith in him. But I hope you guys are having a great and happy New Year so far. So I'm not saying New Year's resolutions. I'm going to say, think about those ideas and thoughts that you did not complete in 2017. Complete them now. Complete them now. And when we pray and we ask and we knock and we believe God to move in our lives, when he does it in a way we don't expect it to happen, still praise him, give him glory. And just pray, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this experience? So I'm telling you guys this. Some things I prayed for came in 2017. It didn't come in the way I expected it to come. They didn't come the way I expected them to come or happen. But they did come. And God's like, you did pray about it, these things. You know, so I just want to encourage you guys, be encouraged. Know that God is with you. And in this new year, treat each day like a new year. Each time you get up, treat it like it's a new day. It's a new clean slate. And do those things that God has placed on you to do. Those ideas you guys have, whether it's creating a ministry, some type of ministry, whether it's different business ventures, whatever it is you're believing God to help you do, or whatever you believe that God's created you to do and you want to walk in that, just go ahead and walk in it. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and become that person, that man or woman that God wants you to become. What's going on, Walter? And believe God. Believe him. He's going to open up that door for you. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. To do or not to do, that is the question. And when he opens that door for you, don't be afraid to walk through it. Don't be afraid to do it. Put the action into it. Put the tears and sweat into the thing. You know, it's not going to be easy. It might feel like it's a hard stretch. But when you come on the other side, and you come on the other side of it, and you've gone through it, you're going to be able to look back and understand better why you went through some things you went through. I believe that a lot of you guys have a lot of different ideas, a lot of ventures, a lot of business things. I just really get that feeling. Don't be afraid of it. Just go ahead and walk in it. Do it. This is a season for us to just do it. Just go ahead and do it. I just want to say God bless you guys. I hope you guys are going to have a great night. Be encouraged. Please share this video on your pages. What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Fanny? And again, don't beat yourself over the head if you did not finish some of those things that you wanted to do in 2017. You still have breath in your body. Go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and do it now. Walk in faith. Do it. And watch God bless you. God bless you guys. Be encouraged. Have a great evening. Have a great week. And I will see you again on next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you guys and have a good night.